Shimon Habibe, Milan Maximovic, ilha Gewsana Atiye laqam isrishinne min atrati Yugoslavia Dawar, ina ile Serbian min Bosnia. U Milan Gwirele ka miqarta Hilda ait ila gda atureta braddaha umta. Milan plechle gda termita ka هيرتت اني جوساني خاتي سبقاو الي جوسانا اجي بلخلي قا هيرتت جوساني خاتي بمقروب تتخشو كانا قا ايدت مولادا ويلا برست تهبق خم يقرا ميلان ات بقرخلي بخدمة بقاري بدها ترميته بدها بالخانا ميلان first of all welcome to the Assyrian program at SBS and I would like to start with what motivated you and your family to come up with this idea and starting this project?
Thank you, dear Ninas, and good afternoon to dear listeners and to you, dear Ninas. So me and my wife, Hilda, met one big group of refugees, around 20 families, last year in Hotel Quest. And that's how our journey started, because we provided Christmas hampers for around 50 families last year Christmas, but we kept in contact with many of them when they moved, to their new homes, most of them in Fairfield and also in Liverpool, and we were distributing food on a weekly basis to around 40 to 50 families. And as Christmas was approaching, we met many families with children, and we're thinking it will be very nice and good idea to provide, toys for children, but also provide Christmas hampers with food and clothes. And our goal actually was to do this for 200 families. But as we were meeting more and more people, they were passing our information to each other. And that's how we got in contact with around 500 people.
500, really? That's almost 300 something families.
Yes, around 300 families and more. And we delivered around 400, and we still have around 150 to deliver, and we are committed to do this over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
So the project is still on, and deliveries are still on.
Yes, the project is still on, and deliveries are still on.
Very well. As we know, food hampers cost money, and when we are talking about 300 families, that's an average of 100 to 150 hampers. Who funded this project? Was it something personal, or you received some aid from elsewhere?
So, yes, we actually packed around 300 Christmas hampers, and we also decided to give one box of the additional food for all these families as well. So you're right, this is a very expensive exercise, and we started first with our personal donations, but then we got some donations from different churches, and we also got donations from the different charity organizations. And one charity organization asked us to put our personal commitment, which I think we paid something around $700, and they gave us goods that were worth around $20,000 to $30,000, because they gave us new clothing, they gave us new makeup. For example, one makeup box, the sales price is around $35.
This is the makeup boxes that your son Christian have worked tirelessly to wrap them and make them presentable.
Yes. So my son Christian was very happy to help us, and he was very excited to meet families and to meet children. And he was helping packing, and his job or task was to pack makeup boxes.
And talking about this topic of wrapping these presents and preparing them, preparing these hampers, your wife Hilda, who is an Assyrian background, spent hours in extreme hot weather working tirelessly to make these ready to be delivered. And you and Christian also worked. Give us a picture about the hard work that you went through.
Yes, so we went through the very hard work, and of course the most work was done by my wife, Hilda Yukana Maximovic. So Hilda is a Syrian. She comes as a refugee from Iraq 30 years ago, and I'm also a refugee Serbian from Bosnia, came 20 years ago. And she was working on extremely hot temperatures. So some days were over 35 degrees, and she was walking from our garage because all of those goods were delivered to our garage. And then me and Christian also helping. I was bringing boxes, but Hilda was making sure that everyone will get, you know, the presents according. Because what we also did, we asked people to text us their names, family members, and sizes for the clothing and the children, ages, so we'll know that they'll get appropriate, you know, gifts. So Hilda went to very detailed to make sure that everyone will get the present that they need and, of course, deserve. And she was working on very extreme hot weather, temperature over 35 degrees. Mm. And me and Christian were helping this. And most of the deliveries were done at night after 8 p.m. to people's homes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I will go by myself. Or on weekends, actually, we'll go together. So the most packing was done by my wife, Hilda, and more delivery by myself.
Mm-hmm. And generally, who are those people, these refugees that you gave them these presents? Are they from, what backgrounds are they?
So these are our brothers and sisters from Syria and Iraq, mm-hmm. and most of them are persecuted Christians, Assyrian backgrounds. I'll say probably 90% were Assyrian and 10% were some other Syriac, and we met some other tribes that I didn't hear about them, some Roman Syriac, but most of them are persecuted Christians that they had to flee from ISIS, and most of them actually lost family members and a very bad health condition. And some of them, some ladies that we actually met were captured by ISIS. Mm-hmm. And they shared with some very sad stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me something, Milan. When you went and with your wife and your family went and presented these gifts, these hampers to these families, the reaction of these families and what feeling you, as a family that you've done this thing, what feeling did you have?
So we were overwhelmed by the happiness that we saw in their eyes. Some of them were crying. And as you know, Assyrian and Serbian cultures are very similar. You cannot go and visit somebody without having a cup of coffee or tea and sit together. So, you know, we'll just sit together and talk, and most of those people will be hugging us and, you know, and being so happy. And our son was so happy to play with those kids, and when we saw children opening the boxes and finding things that they really liked and they were happy, that gave us so much joy.
Mm, that's great. Now, Milan, as we know that you are an activist and a refugee to advocate, and many times that anything that is concerning the Assyrian community, whether it is politics overseas, we can see Milan there advocating and working hard. What motivates you to do that?
So yes, thank you so much for bringing this up. Yes, I'm also independent political activist, and I was also present at all latest Assyrian protests. I'm advocate for all persecuted Christians, and also probably you noticed that I'm a little bit more active now in the Coptic community as well, because there is a lot of crime against humanity happening in Egypt. We can see, and Assyrians in particular are our brothers, Christian brothers and sisters that are persecuted for thousands and thousands of years. And you probably remember my words when I was saying that, you know, you can remember that we're 10 million of Assyrians, and today it's only 200,000 Assyrians living in Iraq.
Yes.
And my heart goes to this nation, because this nation is persecuted for a very long time, and Assyrians are also my family, because my wife is Assyrian, and we have a son, Christian, who is also half Assyrian. And we all have responsibility to stand for our persecuted brothers and sisters, because we cannot just defend the Serbian community or Christian community in Serbia. We need to all unite, Serbians and Assyrians, and Coptic to stand together and protect Christianity, because today we see more than ever evil is trying to destroy us because we believe and belong to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's why I am standing, because Assyrians are my family, but also it's my responsibility as Christian to stand for all persecuted Christians.
And how much does Hilda, as an Assyrian, support you and push you towards this act?
So my wife, Hilda, in the beginning, she was not very supportive because it's a lot of hard work and it's really hard battle. It's like David going against Goliath. It's like one person going against the whole world. But seeing that God is actually with us and God isn't helping us, and seeing that maybe we cannot help, 1 million people or 200,000 people, but we can help 500 people, we can make a difference. So she's encouraged because she can see, and she's actually now reminding me sometimes, I am also weak like everyone else, and I have my moments and I fall down, but she comes up and she picks me up and she reminds me, she said, Milan, you need to continue because God wants you to do this. And I'm supporting you. Mm-hmm. And she's very supportive. And she's not just Hilda. I can see that other Assyrians are also coming and talking to us. And we are actually going to visit one refugee family today, 4 o'clock. And a lot of people from Assyrian community just want to meet me, to talk to me, and to encourage me. And they want me to help other people, other families that they have, they're waiting for their visas, for example, in Turkey, Lebanon, and there's still families in Iraq and Syria. And I find, a lot of encouragement, first from my wife, but also from community as well. Mm-hmm. And from you. When I see like a Syrian radio and Ninos and Wilson, always respond to my phone call, always happy, to invite me to the radio station. Like, that's how I feel encouraged and supported.
That's great. One last question, Milan. There is no doubt that what you are doing, the time that you spend and the efforts you put in is a very, it's for a noble cause. And it is really something not everyone will do. And you're doing it from the depth of your heart, you and your family as well. Some people say this is only propaganda for his ambition to be a politician or to be elected. And some of them say, no, this is because his reaction as a former refugee, and he can feel the pain of the other refugees. How do you evaluate these comments?
Yes. That's a fair comment. As a human person, I will probably think the same. What I also find about myself and anyone else involved in the politics, it's one verse in the Bible. You will know them by their fruit. So people can tell you different stories, and of course politicians, they're all smooth talkers. But we need to measure people by what they're doing. And when I got involved, and I'll tell you why I actually got involved in this, it's a biblical. I was talking with my friend Jude from the Barnabas Fund, and I said to him, how we can help 2 million refugees? We need to find a way to help them. And my friend Jude told me, Milan, there are 65 million refugees around the world. They're not just Assyrian and Middle East refugees. Mm-hmm. I said, how I can do this? I really want to help everyone. And then I was actually reminded by reading story to my son Christian about Good Samaritan. So what Good Samaritan did, he just helped one person that was on his way. So what I see myself as my mission is to help anyone that comes on my way. That God puts in front of me, I will not ignore that person, their need. And I'm just glad that through political work, God provided me opportunity to widen this road, to meet much more people. Because if I was not involved in this, I'll probably meet 1 or 2 or 20 people. But because I'm now exposed to the wider community, I can meet 500 people. And God willing, our next project will be to provide Easter hampers for 1,000 people.
That's a great job. Last thing before we close this interview, are we going to see Milan in the parliament?
God has a plan. So I am praying to God that God will guide me in the way that he wants me to do things. If it's God's will, I'll be elected and I'll represent the people. But victory comes in the different shapes. So I'm very happy with working with the community and helping community and making difference in any way. And sometimes because I'm more politically active, I'm actually pushing elected politicians to do their job. Mm-hmm. Because if there is no competition, they'll just sit there in their safe seat and do nothing. And so in our area, not much happened. But if we start pushing, from different sides and working hard, then hopefully those people that are in parliament will respond to our needs in a different way.
That's great. Milan Maksimovic, we would like to thank you for this opportunity that you gave us and commend you on you and your family, Hilda and Christian, for the great deed and job that you have done. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear Ninas, for this opportunity, and thank you to our dear listeners. God bless you.
شما خبیب گداحت وقتم یقرا میلان مدویله از او بر زوجو آتورتا هلدا پلخته لعمو اسنت تلقاتو یو اها ترمیتا و مدیله از غزیت خدوتا یو پتواتت بیتواتت قبلن شکانت عیدات یولی خدوتا قاتو قبیتوتو سبب ابعانی وینا گوزانه و بداینا راشیات دن پرسوپو دن بیتواتی بقرن ان او بعواد له اها بالخانه نيشا اتقنيتها تشمع قجانه كت او مخشخ له شمع قجبات البارلمنت او مطيلت كانت لا برسو بتخمني باها ارخا ان انا اتلي هي منوت بعلها ات او ان باع بتفرش لي تعورن جو بارلمنت ان من ايت اخ اخ عودة بولتقايا كي جربن خرزبن قا بولتقايا خيني اتبرخي بالزودة قا تمامتت مطلب بالجبياني